When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So I guess we've decided to just take down Elon Musk and Tesla. We're done. We're going to have a nice day. We're going to attack him on all fronts. So the U.S. safety regulators have now upgraded their probe into Tesla vehicles, over the power steering loss to an engineering analysis. Oh, okay. They say the investigation covers about 334,000 Model 3 and Model Y vehicles from the 2023 model year. Now, this is a preliminary evaluation into loss of steering control in 280,000 Tesla Model 3s, Model 3 and Y vehicles. And it's identified 2,388, I can't say the numbers, 2,388 total complaints, with some reporting an inability to turn the steering wheel, while others reported an increase in required effort to turn the steering wheel. Oh, no, it got a little hard. Oh, no. Now, also, there were some who experienced premature failures of suspension or steering parts over the last 7 years. So there's, we can't have that. But my favorite issue with the Tesla, and we can't have this. We cannot have this at all. And I want it taken out. You know what? I want Tesla pulled off the road now. They don't belong on the road. Tesla has recalled 2.2 million electric vehicles, nearly all of the vehicles in the U.S., due to incorrect font sizes on warning lights that increase the risk of crash. I know. As soon as I heard incorrect font sizes, you think, oh my gosh, how many people are dead? Officer, I would not have gotten into that crash if it wasn't for the font size on this. Look at this. I can't even, the font size is just out of control. Now, fortunately, you and I thinking that immediate thought of, oh, how many people are dead is, you know, a good thought, but there aren't any. There's no crashes or injuries have been reported due to the incorrect font sizes. Whew! Man, we are fortunate. Welcome! Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Okay, so yesterday on Chewing the Fat, if you're listening live, today is the 2nd of February, 2024. So yesterday on the 1st, I asked, well, we had the early toxicology report, a preliminary toxicology report on the three dead men in Kansas City who were found frozen to death. And I wondered, well, come on, it's been long enough, right? I mean, this happened on the 7th of January. They were found, I think, on the 9th, a couple days later. And so, I mean, it's been long enough. Let's get the report. Well, now all the news is breaking that that they've had an excess amount of fentanyl and cocaine and THC in their bodies in this toxicology report. However, then I look and I say, we don't necessarily know that that's 100% true. So these three friends were together. To recap the story, the story was that they were there to watch the Chiefs football game, regular season game on January 7th. And then when they stopped responding to loved ones, 2 days later, their bodies were found, right? A girlfriend went over, broke into the house, and then found one of them dead on the back porch. And then, of course, they found the other two. They were at Jordan Willis's home. Ricky Johnson, Clayton McGinney, and David Harrington are the three that passed away and froze to death in the backyard of Jordan Willis's rental home. So we got the early toxicology report that, you know, said that they had cocaine and fentanyl in their system. Now, a cousin to one of the victims said he believed the owner had provided drugs to the group and accidentally killed the three. Okay. According to the cousin, Jordan is somebody that is known from high school as like creating drugs for people to make them feel better in certain situations. Okay, well, you want to do this? I'm going to make this for you. I'm going to make this for you and handing them out. That was from the cousin. Now, we know that Willis worked as an HIV scientist with the International AIDS Vaccine Initiative's Neutralizing Antibody Center, chief lab, by the way. But was he making homemade drugs as well? According to the family member, you know, yes. Now, they have a report here that talks about a family member, and I don't know if it's the cousin, who wishes to remain anonymous, tells the reporter of this story there was cocaine, fentanyl, and THC that showed up in the preliminary results. Okay. They also say the same source, family source, says that the level 10 fentanyl is enough to kill. The Kansas City 3, hashtag the Kansas City 3, were at a level 30. Now, if that's true, and if that whole statement is true, that seems like that's too much. It's just me thinking that it's too much. Now, he later said that the information was backed up and confirmed by a second family source. Oh, so we don't have any information from the police, but we do have information from the family who claims that the police have been in touch with them. But the police have not issued any statement in this. So we do not have a final toxicology report. And, you know, we just don't know. Is it strange? You bet. You betcha. And Willis, who is now in rehab, the owner, or he wasn't the owner of the house. He was renting the house. He was, you know, he was the name on the lease. He went up to bed and slept for 2 days, according to him. So we'll see. We'll see. But all the reports you're hearing about the toxicology report is not from an official source. It's from an official family member who claims to be a source, but it's not the police department. So I don't know if that's the police department leaking it to them because they want to leak it without having it be in a press conference. I don't know. But the whole thing is really strange. Wait, Jeff, you mean that three guys freezing to death in the backyard of their friend's home is weird? Yes. Yes, that's what I mean. Okay, so another strange case that is going on is from our friends Alec Baldwin. And I know he's back in the news. I know. He pled not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges that were lodged against him by New Mexico prosecutors. Amazing that this is still an ongoing thing. As much as I think he's a douche, and we've covered this ground, but he didn't show up. He waived his virtual court appearance that was scheduled, and he just pled not guilty in a court filing. So now he's barred from possessing any firearms, leaving the country, or coming into contact with anyone who may testify in the case. The court, however, permitted him to have contact with witnesses connected with the Rust production, provided that he does not discuss the incident or potential testimony. Why would he do that? That would not happen. That's awesome. So he faces up to 18 months if convicted in prison. Again, how this is still going, I really don't know. They refiled these charges. They downgraded the charges against Alec and armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed after the prosecutors cited a firearm law that was not in effect at the time of the shooting. And the original prosecutor stepped down because of conflict of interest with her elected position in New Mexico. I leaked emails, the whole thing. So it's a nightmare. They still want to bring Alec down, though. That's for sure. So we'll see. I'm happy that it remains in the news because at least anytime I mention his name, I get to fire gunshots. Because those are the rules. That's the way it is. So if I mention his first name, Alec, you hear that. And then if I mention Alec Baldwin, you hear that. Those are the rules. So it makes me happy that, you know, he's still in the news. QPGoatSoap.com. Real soap. Old school. Hand-poured. Made from scratch. Raw goat milk makes the soap so special. Creamy and soft with rich sudsy lather. All the essential proteins and nutrients are preserved in goat milk soap and delivered in a finished bar of real soap. Now, if you didn't know this already, some of the best soap on the market today is made from goat milk. That's something Quinn Pittman, my man the Goat King, found out at an early age. And he's been making it from his own herd of goats ever since. With the help of his parents, he started Quinn's Goat Soap. And today, they ship out amazing soaps all over the country. Smells amazing, feels great on your skin. Quinn and his family, very proud of their product. And they want you to know about it as well. But it doesn't just stop at soap for your skin. The company also makes amazing laundry soap, which will leave your clothes clean and smelling fresh. Why use the harsh detergents on your clothes when you could be using something natural and handmade? And it only takes about a tablespoon per load of laundry. So you get a 25-ounce bag. Look, I'm not a mathematician, but a 25-ounce bag, one tablespoon per load, that's about 90 loads. So it's time to take your soap to a new level, okay? Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best is Quinn's Goat Soap, QPGoatSoap.com. QPGoatSoap.com. Use the offer code Jeffy at the end of your order to get 10% off. QPGoatSoap.com. Check it out. I'm telling you, you're gonna notice the difference on your skin, and you're going to say, huh, oh, yeah. I believe that's their new tagline, actually. QPGoatSoap.com. Oh, yeah. So I see where Harvard is hosting an event because their president stepped down. You remember the president, Claudine Gay? I'm sorry, the former president, Claudine Gay. That's her last name. I don't know that that makes her gay, but that's just her last name. Maybe that's the confusion. So the Harvard Divinity School Office of Diversity, Inclusion, and Belonging, I love them. They're hosting hosted, I think the event already happened, so if you want to do this on your own, you go ahead. They had a gathering to breathe and heal. Okay, all right, calm down. For this gathering, they created a space to discuss and process the departure of our former president, Claudine Gay. The event was intended to give participants the opportunity to gather, to breathe, and to heal. It's just silly. The grief and loss may be connected to our personal lives, national and global unrest, harm and violence, storms and natural disasters, or these increasing times of tension and divide on our campus and in our communities. For many of us, this grief and loss also includes the resignation of former President Claudine Gay after her short tenure. Yeah, it was so bad, she's just not president anymore. Yeah, she's going to go ahead and still be a professor. Still get the same pay. You wouldn't want to dock her pay or anything for not being president. No, you don't want that at all. But you do want to have a grieving event to help students who just need to grieve a little. They need to have a little quiet space, a little gathering to breathe and heal. Ugh. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something to drink desperately so that I can breathe and heal. Ugh. All right, so I see where Darius Rucker, you may know him as Hootie, from Hootie and the Blowfish, was arrested on drug charge. That's the headline. Arrested on drug charge, not charges, near Nashville. Now, Darius, of course, started making country music, but he, you know, made his first claim to fame was Hootie and the Blowfish. Now, I don't understand this at all. It's a weird thing. So the story talks about how the country music sensation, I don't know that Darius Rucker is a country music sensation, but we'll go ahead and give him that, was apprehended in Williamson County, Tennessee, for alleged drug-related offenses. Rucker is accused of simple possession, casual exchange, and violation of a registration law. And he was released on $10,500 bond. They also say he is actively collaborating with law enforcement in connection to misdemeanor allegations. What the hell is that? We don't even know what kind of drug they're talking about. We don't know what happened. And he had a violation of a registration law. Oh, he forgot to have his sticker on his new car. I mean, what is happening? What is happening? We have illegal aliens beating up police officers in one city in America, not even having to post bail, and they get out free. And then we have a 57-year-old man, musician, who is accused of simple possession, casual exchange, and violation of registration law, and he's got to post a $10,000 bond? Man. Okay. Okay. You know what? Just okay, because it's not. So I see where my man Robert Deuce Nero did an interview with AARP. And Bob is 80 years old now. Remember, he's got a new baby. He's 80 years old. He's got a 9-month-old daughter. Now, I love babies, and you can quote me on that. I have enough children of my own. But, that's pushing it. Now, Bob doesn't, you know, he's not getting up changing diapers, and he goes into that as well. But he says he's an 80-year-old dad, and it's great. Is it Robert Deuce Nero? Everything that I'm consumed with or worried about just goes away when I look at her. Yeah, I go in and, you know, the nanny is taking care of her, and I say, hey, let me take a peek. And then everything just washes away. She was very, very observing little things. She's very sweet kind of way of looking at you and just taking you in. Yeah, that's what babies do, Bob. Added that it reminded me of how my daughter Helen, who welcomed, Helen used to act. Oh, yeah, one of his older kids. I think Helen is like, I don't know, 80 now, too. I don't know how old Helen is. I bet you Helen's at least 50. So this daughter was born with Tiffany Chen, not Hightower. Grace Hightower was with Bob for a long time, and they just had that big split up, big breakup. They are not happy with each other. He claims that I don't know where it's going to go with her later when she gets older. Yeah, because that means he's pissed everybody off in his life because he's such a douche. He doesn't know where it's going to go with her later, but she's thinking and she's observing every single watching. It's really interesting. Oh, yeah. And I want to be around as long as I can to enjoy it and enjoy her. Okay. So the kids, here we go with the kids. Yes. Helen's 11. Oh, Helen's 11, the young one. Okay. So he's got 51-year-old Drena. And Raphael is 46. That's who I was thinking Helen was in. But Helen, those two are with from the first marriage. And then the twin sons were with the model actress Tukey Smith. That's right. Those are 20. They're 27. And then son Elliot, 24. And daughter Helen, 11. That's who he had with Grace. Grace Hightower. So, and that was, so we'll see. We'll see, but he's 80 now, and she's 11-month-old or 9-month-old or however old the stupid kid is, and he's just happy as a clam. And he says much of the heavy lifting, is done by Chen. Yeah, he does nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't have to do any of the heavy lifting. I'm there, though. I support my girlfriend, but she does the work. And we have help, which is so important. He is such an elitist prick. I can't. Robert Deuce Nero. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll rephrase that. He is such a douche. Period. That's why I named him Robert Deuce Nero. Holy cow. Yeah, I'm there to support her. But we have help. And it's so important to have help. What a douche. Well, there's a lot happening in Vegas, man. We got the Super Bowl coming up. I'm sorry, the big game coming up. And so that party's already started. Then we have the Grammys coming up this weekend. And they're going to throw it to the Sphere with U2 in Vegas. And it sounded like they were going to do some other kind of event there during the Grammys. Now we find out that Dead and Company will be the Sphere's third residency starting in May. So the band announced yesterday, I thought they were done, but no. They did a video of the $2.3 billion orb, you know, the Sphere, in one of the many Grateful Dead logos. The group, which includes, Bob Weir, Mickey Hart, alongside John Mayer, just finished what they said. Yeah, they finished their final tour. I thought they were done, but no. They were done touring, but the Sphere said, hey, how about we give you a bunch of money? And they said, oh, okay. So this isn't a residency. This is technically, this is a residency. This isn't technically a tour. Yeah, that's right. That we're not touring. That's over. We're just staying at one place. 18 show Sin City installation of the Dead. And, holy cow, it is happening in Vegas. And now we find out that the historic Tropicana Las Vegas Hotel and Casino said that it would be torn down after 60 years to make way for the new $1.5 billion stadium for Major League Baseball's athletics. Yeah, the Las Vegas A's. So, the Tropicana. I mean, I know the Tropicana is a mainstay, but what about the Sands? I mean, the Sands Hotel is a classic.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel proudly presents the star of our show, direct from the bar, Dean Martin.
Yeah. I don't want to hear
drink
it.
Drink to me all day. That's all I have.
Okay. That's classic Vegas right there. That is Las Vegas, but not anymore. So you just have to deal with what they're doing in Vegas now. You know, like, I don't know, turning hotels into, you know, like the Luxor pyramid turned into a Doritos chip. That wouldn't happen in Dean Martin's day. I'll tell you that right now. Well, unless they paid Dean a bunch of money, then it would have happened. But you know what? It wouldn't have happened in Dean Martin's day. It just wouldn't have happened. I know what you're asking yourself. Why do I need a Jace case? Why do I need to go to jacemedical.com today and use the offer code Jeffy for a discount at the end of my order at jacemedical.com? Well, I'll tell you. This past December, a couple months ago, way back, I don't know, 2 months ago, drug shortages hit a record high, and it's causing severe disruptions in medical treatments where there are delays, treatment cancellations, and some unfortunate rationing of vital medications. even drugs as important as the antibiotic amoxicillin are in short supply right now, along with 294 others. Doctors are even saying that they've been forced to make some impossible choices, including choosing which patients will be prioritized to receive potentially curative therapy. That is why you need the Jace case. It's a personalized emergency kit that contains five essential antibiotics that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. And Jace is continually working to expand their medication offerings. They've even added ivermectin as an option in the Jace case. Plus, you can buy a gift card for your family or loved ones. You don't even have to love them. You can buy them a gift card. so that they can get the Jace case as well and have one all to their own and personalize it to their needs. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. So get yours today. Go to jasemedical.com. jasemedical.com. J-A-S-E medical.com. And I mentioned earlier, you've got an offer code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, at checkout that will get you a discount. jasemedical.com. So I see, as long as we're talking about health and medication and stuff, I see where the Alzheimer's treatment drug
aducanumab.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's going to be discontinued and further development halted. Biotechnology firm Biogen said, the drug's approval in 2021 drew scrutiny over claims there was little evidence in improved outcomes in patients. Wait, what? Yeah, so the Alzheimer treatment
aducanumab
is going to be discontinued. So if it's working for you, you're going to have to find something else. I know, it's marketed as Adelhelm. So the treatment focused on attacking, some misfolded amyloid proteins, tangled structures in the brain linked to neurodegeneration, in which have been implicated in the progression of the disease. So clinical trials showed mixed results, with one set finding cognitive decline was delayed by around 20% over 18 months at high doses, while a second set showed no significant improvement. So anyway, there you have it. That treatment and drug is going to be canceled. I did see, speaking of Alzheimer's, I just saw a story the other day that talked about how Alzheimer's can spread between humans. What is like catching? You can catch Alzheimer's? Come on now. We can't have that. So it's not really true, but it is true. Okay. So children were given growth hormones and later developed early onset dementia. So Alzheimer's is caused by toxic amyloid beta protein building up in the brain. Okay. So if you got these injections, the patients were among 1,848 people injected with growth hormones riddled with toxic amyloid beta protein seeds or prions as children. All five came down with the same rare early onset of the devastating dementia. Wait, experts have found evidence of at least, five of the 1,800. Okay, well, that's not that bad. Five of the 1,800, that's fine. I will say that it is interesting that they were giving children this treatment from 1958 to 1985 and didn't know what the long-term effects were, and now we're finding out what some of the long-term effects are. Huh. It's almost like what's happening today as we start giving transitioning medications to children, and we don't know the long-term effects of those medications. But just keep going. Don't worry about it, because someday you'll be able to catch Alzheimer's. Now, it won't stop you from catching Alzheimer's, but there's a new drug now that they're touting. At least, they're touting that this new drug is going to come. It isn't here yet. It's a new non-opioid painkiller. It succeeded in two large clinical trials, raising hopes that the drug might offer an alternative to powerful but addictive medicines like Those those Vicodins. Oh, man. Do I hate them? So the results showed the drug developed by Vertex Pharmaceuticals, eased pain after surgery by significantly more than a placebo. Relief also came faster with participants who received Vertex treatment in the trials, reporting reduced pain in a few hours. Yeah, I don't want the pain to take a few hours to go away. Okay, I want you to put something in me and have the pain stop then. That's the whole deal. That's what I want. It's called a painkiller. It's not a pain lessener. Okay? And you know what they're going to find? They're going to do this. They're going to force everybody to do this, thanks to Vertex. And then, just like Oxys and Vicodin and the hydrocodones, all of them, the whole mess of them, they're going to find out that, we've been working on that new non-opioid painkiller. That's just as addictive, too. Isn't that funny? I'm so sick of the painkiller addiction thing. It drives me insane. If you or someone you love is on painkillers and they're using painkillers for an extended amount of time in their life, of course their body is addicted to it. Of course it is. You're out of your mind, but it doesn't mean, and I know what you have to keep it in check. I got it, because it wears out, so you keep wanting to use more and more. I got it. But that's where, maybe a little self-restraint. I know this coming from the fat man is a lot, but it's a little self-restraint. A little personal responsibility comes in. So, the people who are addicted and are living life and are following the rules shouldn't be punished. But that's not the world we live in today, is it? No, it's not. Okay, let's talk a couple animals here before we wrap this thing up today. Zoos. This show and me, no one supports zoos more than myself or this show, period. You know that. So I just want to give you some zoo news, okay? This is actually, it could be sad news or it could be good news. There's a side effect from the war in Gaza that animals are starving in the besieged zoos. First of all, who knew Gaza had zoos? Okay, I don't think those are zoos. I think that's just where they herd the animals up. But, it's food for them to eat. Go ahead. Let them tear it up. Then I see where the gecko was named Zoo Animal of the Year. You can't count a gecko as a Zoo Animal of the Year, can you? Come on now. No one contacted me and asked me what I thought the Zoo Animal of the Year should be. It most definitely would not have been a gecko, but congratulations. Congratulations, I guess, are in order. And then we also have news. This is, it's an animal story, so it's tied into the zoos. After 8 months in detention, Indian police, and I say not, Indian police like India the country. You know the joke, dot not feather. You got it, okay? They have cleared a pigeon suspected to be a Chinese spy. The bird was captured in Mumbai in May with Chinese-looking words on the rings tied to its legs, raising espionage suspicions. I mean, you're lucky that the Indian police didn't just put it down. I'm sorry, why are we wasting time and money on a carrier pigeon? There's notes on its legs. Oh, look, let's read the notes. I think it's a spy pigeon. Not one anymore. The pigeon was sent to Mumbai's Bhai Sekabari Dinshaw Pitit Hospital for, and that's, I love that hospital this time of year, for animals. However, investigations revealed that it was an open water racing bird from Taiwan that had escaped and reached India. Oh, no. Oh, no. So, see, if I would have been in charge, we wouldn't have known that it was an escaped racing pigeon from Taiwan because it would have been dead. We just wouldn't have been worried about it, okay? But they found that out. So with police permission, the bird was transferred to the Bombay Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, where it was released earlier this week. Okay, so it's free. It's off roaming the countryside. Lost. It's been months. Doesn't know its way back to Taiwan. But you don't know. I don't know. It's probably fine. It's probably fine. It's an open water racing bird, so it's probably fine. In this story, it talks about, you know, this mirrors a case where police in India, again, dot, not feather, controlled Kashmir, released a Pakistani fisherman's pigeon after determining it was not a spy. India does not like this whole bird pigeon spy thing. I thought we were done with pigeons, but I guess not. I guess we're back to carrier pigeons. Causing that, it's a good way to communicate. You can carry messages. They travel long ways and they return, the homing pigeons. They definitely return. And so it's a good deal. When's the last time did we use them? I think World War I, maybe, here in the United States, where we were using actual carrier pigeons for information. World War I. Yeah, because the old guy I used to work for when I was a little kid, Mr. Wallace, he still had his pigeons. I know. I was real little, though. I was like, it was a long time ago. But he still had his pigeons. He was really old then, Mr. Wallace. I loved him. He was a nice old man. Show him where he touched you on the doll, Jeff. No, he didn't. He didn't. He was a good guy. But he still had pigeons. He had a big old garage out back full of pigeons, and that's what he did, raise those damn homing pigeons. Jeez, freaking pigeons. Dirty, loud. But they take care of business, man. And apparently, they can spy for countries. So that's good stuff. If you have a spy pigeon, make sure your spy pigeon goes into India in disguise, because they will hunt you down, baby. It's Friday, so that means it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where the contestants try to decipher the lie from our count 'em 1, 2, 3, 4 headlines. One of them is not true. Plus, that's where we get What's the Lie. Our contestant today, Scotty Robinson. If he wins, not only will he get to come back for another round, he's going to win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. For more information, you can go to the Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scented design just for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, you can email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Our guest, Scotty Robinson, welcome to What's the Lie. How are you, sir? He's more of a contestant than a guest, but I'll say hello anyway. Hi, how are you, Scotty?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on? What's going on? Are you at work? What's happening? What's this noise I'm hearing?
Oh, no, it's my day off. I'm just kind of sitting here. Hanging out.
I mean, what do you got?
We're going to wear a warehouse right now.
Okay.
For the big guy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right. So are you ready to take your chance at 4 headlines? One of them not real, one's a lie?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go. One of these headlines, obviously, is a lie. Headline number one, Florida's mystery bass rumble may be the sound of fish business. Headline number two, LA Housing Department kicked out of their office by the landlord. Headline number three, the monkey spotted eating from a bird feeder after escaping Highland Zoo has been captured. Headline number four, forget the fruit. Your computer keyboard could be attracting gnats. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one, Florida's mystery bass rumble may be sound of fish business. Headline number two, L.A. housing department kicked out of their office by the landlord. Headline number three, monkey spotted eating from a bird feeder after escaping Highland Zoo has been captured. Headline number four, forget the fruit, your computer keyboard could be attracting gnats. Those are your four headlines. What is the lie?
Oh, man. Okay, so I haven't heard of any of these, but you know, I got to say the two in the middle sound like something that could actually happen. Personally, I know how nasty a keyboard can get. I got to go with the first one, the bass one.
Oh, no. Oh, man, I wanted you to win, too, Scotty. Gosh darn it.
So did I, man. I wanted a freshie.
I know. Oh, well, hey, thanks for listening to What's the Lie, and thanks for playing, Scotty. What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXXIII. All right, so you want to guess again, or you're just going to walk away?
I'm going to guess again. Let's go with the keyboard.
You'd be correct. I know.
Yep.
Yeah. That's okay. I know. I appreciate it though, but that's just the way it is.
It was just fun playing, sir.
Whoever it was that emailed me at chewingthefatattheblaze.com and said, "Hey, Jeffy, shouldn't it be MMXXIV instead of MMXXIII?" Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Thanks for emailing. I did forget who sent it to me, but thank you. I got it. Maybe it was on Twitter or X at JeffyJFR, Facebook, Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. Maybe it was a YouTube post, Chewing the Fat at Jeff Fisher. Hey, you know what? Maybe it was on Cameo. Maybe somebody on Cameo at JeffyJFR sent it to me. That wasn't free, though, so they probably didn't do that. Cameo's not free, but you can still order one at JeffyJFR on Cameo. So you're probably right. So just back off me, okay? Back off me. All information at the time of broadcast is probably true. MMXXIV.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.